Now, trough through the eastern state is also attached to a low-pressure system here off the south coast of New South Wales. This low-pressure system is also bringing the potential of damaging wind gusts through the south coast, the Illawarra and the Sydney region of New South Wales. Now, there is a potential of wind gusts to 100 kilometres per hour. Rainfall with this system, though, will be heaviest about the coastal fringe. Now, if we have a look at the Queensland forecast, the northeastern tropics, very wet and windy, potential of damaging winds. We've got showers spreading down to the coast with possible thunderstorms in the southeast. We've also got showers across much of the coast of New South Wales, strong winds around the Hunter through to the south coast with a severe weather warning in place. For Victoria, showers mostly in the east and south, but they will clear as the day progresses. Similar story for eastern Tasmania. Some isolated showers, but they'll clear as we move into the afternoon. And any showers about the south and the Mount Lofty ranges in Adelaide are also expected to clear during the day. In Western Australia, a few isolated showers about the south coast, southwest land division, very warm and sunny. We're also looking at the potential of isolated showers and storms about the top end and also through the western parts.